John Bogle is founder and former chief executive of the Vanguard Group, an investment management company that sells mutual funds and other financial products and services to individual and institutional investors. He was among those who testified yesterday before the Senate committee that's investigating trader abuses in the mutual fund industry. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Half of all American families have money in mutual funds. How concerned should we be with the serious problems that are being revealed here?
Well, the problems are very serious and very deep-seated. The amount of financial harm done by the problems, however, is not enormous, and day by day, investors shouldn't even be thinking about, for example, liquidating their funds in the face of this scandal. I do think investors themselves have a lot to answer for because they've been willing to buy very high-priced funds, and a lot of these issues have to do with funds overcharging you. You should be very careful if you're an investor of paying for one of the high-priced funds. You should be careful about buying funds with high portfolio turnover, buying and selling stocks a lot, because that's where some of these scandals were revealed. The mutual funds have attracted large numbers of traders who go in and out of funds from one fund to another, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally, but always expensive to the remaining shareholders. So it's a big scandal, but I don't think calls for panic on the part of investors.
Are there signs that people are pulling money out of mutual funds because of the negative publicity?
They're only quite marginal. Some of the bigger firms that have been caught, with their hand in the cookie jar, are experiencing well above normal liquidations, but nothing that looks like a real flight to capital, at least so far as any of the data we've seen so far.
Initially, the scandal involved a small number of firms, and now it seems to be growing. How big a problem do you think this is going to be for the industry?
Well, it's a very widespread problem. The actual people that are doing the misdeeds are not large, but the bigger problem, truth told, is there's so much trading going on in the business. It's not illegal, and there's so much money that comes into the system, flows into the industry late in the day, that can't possibly be accounted for in time to get the closing price that day. So many, many funds, probably just about all funds, take it in the next morning when all the additions and subtractions of cash flows from one fund to another take place. So there's a lot of late trading, innocent enough in purpose going on, but still not the right thing to do, and that has to be changed.
You've said that the outcome of the scandal may be good for the industry in some respects. What do you mean by that?
Well, and I used in my testimony, I said it's an ill wind that blows no good. And the good that's going to come out of this is the spotlight that's focused on this fairly narrow area of illegal and time zone, they call it trading, also illuminates all the other conflicts, which are much more important, between mutual fund managers and mutual fund shareholders. And the biggest of those conflicts are, number one, the setting of fees for the funds. The independent directors don't have a strong enough position on fund boards. Even if they have the numbers, they kind of don't have the standing and the knowledge and the power to negotiate fees vigorously. And the Senator Fitzgerald yesterday was quite stunned when I told him that at Vanguard, where we do negotiate fees, we have some fees that are less than one basis point. That is to say, less than 0.01%. That's a very, very low number, and that's where a very large fund ought to be. So fee negotiation is a big area of scandal. There should be more. And second, the fund industry has gotten to be kind of a marketing business. And we bring out funds not because they represent good value to the investors or prudent investing, but because they represent the new fads, the new economy. The NASDAQ cubes, the high-priced stocks on the NASDAQ a few years ago.
Mr. Bogle, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Bye.
John Bogle is founder and former chief executive of the Vanguard Group, an investment company that specializes in mutual funds.